Hello, is this Vanessa?
Yes, it is.
Yes, hello, Vanessa. My name is Oscar on a recorded line. I'm just following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, yourself.
I'm pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. Now, just very quickly, were you ever diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera?
Can you hold on 1 second? I
was
on the line. Can I get off that phone?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Take your time.
Thank you. Hello, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. Got it. Okay. So I was just asking you, Vanessa, were you ever diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera?
Yes, I was.
And were you taking Depo Provera for at least a year?
Yes, I was.
You were? Oh, okay. I'm sorry to hear that. And then was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
Meningioma of the brain? Okay. So, Vanessa, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo lawsuit?
Yes, please.
Yes, Sarah. Let me try to make this quick for you. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I have not.
You have not? Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm assuming this claim is for yourself, correct?
Yes, it is.
Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
All right. And then when were you diagnosed with the meningioma of the brain? To the best of your knowledge.
Oh, yeah, because I'm like sitting here. It's been a minute.
That's okay. We could start off with the year. What year was it?
I was trying to get my paperwork.
Okay.
It's kind of foggy for me.
Okay, that's okay.
It was 2010. Yeah, it was 2010.
Okay, 2010 was when you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And then, let me see, let me put 2010. I do need to put a month and a day.
It was around November the 17th.
Okay, you were diagnosed November 17, 2010?
Yes.
And then when did you start taking Depo Provera, to the best of your knowledge?
To the best of my knowledge, I started using the Depo Provera 2005, I'm sure it was.
2005?
Mm-hmm.
You said May?
Yes.
Okay, let me see. May of 2005, I do need to put a day on here. Do you want me to just put the first, or?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. May 1st of 2005 was when you started taking it. When did you stop taking Depo Provera?
Mm-hmm. I want to say 2007 of August.
Okay, let me see. You stopped in 2007 of August?
Yes.
Do you want me to put the first for that as well?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay.
I mean, if you have to have a date, I don't remember the exact
date. Yeah, just because I do need to put a date. But we can just put the first, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so you started using it 5/1 of 2005, and then you stopped using it 8/1 of 2007, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see here. And then, Vanessa, what is your date of birth, please?
My date of birth is June 8th, 1967.
Okay. So I have your date of birth as 6/8/1967?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. All right, looks good. And then do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera? If not, it's okay.
No, I don't.
Okay. And then did you use the name brand Depo Provera?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Was it the injectable Depo Provera? Was it sub-Q or was it generic?
It was the Depo Provera.
Okay. And then did you ever switch to the generic version or was it always Depo Provera?
I've never switched.
It was always Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So within 1 year, can you confirm that you have had at least 4 injections before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And then this question, I just have to ask it, but did you use Depo Provera any time after 1992?
After 92?
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
Oh, yes.
No, I know. I just have to ask that question.
That was a trick question. I got you. Huh? Yeah.
No, I know, right, because you told me you used it in 2005. No, got
right,
it, okay.
Right.
And then can you just confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Female, okay. Let's see. And then just to make sure that I spelled your name correctly, I have it here as V-A-N-E-S-S-A.
Yes.
Do you have a middle initial or no?
No.
No? Okay. And then last name, I have it as B-O-W-I-E.
You got to say the name. What's the name?
Bowie?
It's Bowie.
How do you say it?
Bowie. Not Bowie, like David Bowie. No, it's
Bowie. Oh,
Bowie. I knew you would get it wrong.
Oh, okay. So it's Bowie?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Did I spell it right? B-O-W-I-E?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bowie. Got it. Okay. And then do you have a suffix in your name or no?
No.
Okay, let me see. And then, Vanessa, what's your social, please?
343-64-2402.
All right, let me just repeat it back to you to make sure that I got it correct. It is 343-64-2402?
Yes.
Got it, okay. And then for your email, I have it here as vngarn@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, and then your primary phone number is 630-235-5017?
Yes.
Okay, and then is this a cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, and then what is your preferred way of contact if we give you a call, text, or email?
Email.
Email, okay.
I think, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then if we ever have to give you a call, when is the best time to do that? In the mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
In the morning.
In the mornings? Okay.
Can I give you a secondary phone number as well?
I can. Well, this one's just to reach you. Later on, we do need to ask for an emergency contact in case we can't reach you. So you could give me that number later on, okay?
Okay.
And then what is your primary address now?
10747 Sterling, Sterling, Apple, Apple, Indianapolis, Indiana. Did I say Drive? Did I say
Sterling
Apple Drive?
Sterling Apple Drive,
yes.
Indianapolis, Indiana, 46235?
Yes.
Okay, is this an apartment or a house?
This is a house.
Okay. And then was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff?
A doctor.
Doctor, okay. How many times how many times did you receive the injection in your life?
A total amount of times?
Yeah. So let me see. So you took it from 2005 to 2007.
10, I believe it was about 10 times. 10. It was 10 shots.
Okay, I'll put 10. And then what was the name of the doctor that was giving you the depo?
Dr. Tamika Dawson.
How do you spell the last name?
D-A-W-S-O-N.
Dawson?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the name of the facility where you were receiving the depo?
Ortho Indy Hospital.
Ortho Indy Hospital, Maine?
Yes.
Is that in Indianapolis?
Yes.
Okay, let me know if this address sounds correct. It is 8400 Northwest Boulevard?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Found it. Okay, let me just copy and paste. And then their phone number that I have here is 317-802-2000. Does that sound correct?
Yes, it's been a minute, but yes, I don't have it right offhand.
No, that's okay. Let me see here. Do you remember the doctor that prescribed you the depo? Was it Dr. Dawson?
Yes.
Dawson, okay. Let me just copy that information one more time. And then the same phone number.
You know what?
Yep.
I don't think that's, nope, that's not right. Nope.
Uh-huh.
It was a thing. It was a thing. Dr. Zing. No, it was Dr. Zing who prescribed it.
Okay, how do you spell the last name?
It is, the first name is Dr. D-E-N-G, Dehang, D-H-A-N-G. Dr. Zhang, what is
okay.
that?
Okay, Dr. Ding Dang?
D-E-N-G is the first name.
Uh-huh.
Z-H-A-N-G is
oh.
the last name.
Okay, Z as in zebra, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Z-H-A-N-G?
Yes.
Okay. And then Dr. Deng Zhang was also at the Ortho Indy Hospital?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Let me just copy and paste the same address there. Okay.
Okay. Wait. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
You said, I'm thinking, wait, Dr. Zhang, Dr.
Dr. Zhang was the one that prescribed it to you, and then Dr. Dawson was the one that was giving you the shots, correct?
Okay, no, I had that done at St. Vincent's. I have that information for you.
Okay.
I believe that was St. Vincent's. Yeah, I think that was St. Vincent's.
Mm-hmm.
St. Vincent's, because I went to see that doctor first, and then, okay, yeah.
Everything's correct?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
So I was treated at the St. Vincent Hospital, Anesthesion, A-S-C-E-S-I-O-N.
Let me see. I'm not at that part in the application yet, but we will get to that where you're treated for it, okay?
Okay. Just
making sure. No, yeah. I'll get to all that. Let me see.
You copy and paste so fast, and it's been a minute, so I'm just trying to remember.
No, that's okay. Let me see here. And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was this a CAT scan, MRI, or both?
It was the MRI.
MRI? Okay.
And, mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma?
The doctor.
The doctor that found out you had meningioma.
Oh, that was Dr. Zhang, Z-H-A-N-G, the one I gave you. That's his
okay.
name. Yeah.
Dr.
Z-H-A-N-G? Yeah, that's who diagnosed me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. At the Ortho Indy Hospital, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
No. You keep confusing me.
Okay. Is there another hospital?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Which one is it?
It was the Anesthesion. What is it called? The St. Vincent Hospital. I remember that.
St. Vincent Hospital.
It's A-S-C-E-N-S-I-O-N, St. Vincent Hospital.
Oh, okay. I see it. Ascension St. Vincent
mm-hmm.
Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Got it. Okay.
But
and then
like, I know I went to two hospitals. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. And then the address that I have there is 2001 West 86th Street.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the phone number that I have for that hospital is 317-338-2345.
That sounds right, yes.
Okay. And then have you had any prior cancer diagnosis or no?
No.
No? Okay. And then what type of treatment do you receive for your meningioma? Was this surgery, radiation?
Actually, the treatment that I have?
Yeah.
Or
was this chemotherapy?
Yeah. Did I have a... I'm trying to remember.
That's okay. Take your time.
That's when I need my daughter with it.
Let's see. You were diagnosed November of 2010. After that, did they tell you if you needed surgery or did they start radiation?
Actually, what happened after that, I had a brain surgery.
Oh, so you got a brain surgery?
Yes.
Okay. So that was the treatment that they did on you?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. Do you know the doctor that treated you? Dr. Zhang?
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Zhang at the Ascension St. Vincent Hospital.
Yes.
Okay. Time to just copy and paste the information.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. And then were you hospitalized for meningioma?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember the dates? Or if not, like a ballpark, you were diagnosed November 17. Did you stay there right away or did you come back and then you had surgery?
I had the surgery, was 2010, June the 2nd, I believe. Yeah, I think I had the surgery in 2010.
Okay. Yeah, because you were diagnosed November of 2010.
Okay.
So then was the surgery like a couple of days after that?
Yes, it was. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's okay. That's why
it
I read
November,
everything down.
November, yeah, November the 21st.
November 21st of 2010.
Yeah.
When you...
About.
Okay. And then how long were you there for? Like a week?
It was about 15 days. 15 days. Something like that. Yeah.
All right. Let me see. Let me try to do some quick math. So you were there from the November 21st for about 2 weeks?
Yeah.
So you probably got out like the first week of December, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll just put December. Is it okay if I put like December 5th?
December, what day you put? I know it's 15 months, so you put December the...
December 5th.
Okay.
That's like 2 weeks after.
Okay, yeah, that sounds right.
And then of 2011, correct? Or no, 2010.
10.
Yeah, 2010. Okay. I was already thinking ahead. All right, let me see here. December 21st, 2010, or November 21st of 2010 to December 5th of 2010, correct?
Yes.
And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
It'll be at the office. It'll be at the hospital.
Okay. If we ever needed them, would you be able to provide them for us?
Yeah, I can get that.
Okay. Now, would you be able to provide them by mail or electronically?
I probably can send them by
or both.
Mail or either. Yeah, I'm not sure which one, but whichever way is. As soon as I can get him from the hospital, I mean.
Got it. Okay. Do you need to take that call?
No, you're fine.
Okay. We're almost done anyways. And then for this final part, we do need to put an emergency contact. Do you want to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
Put someone that lives with me.
And who would this be?
His name is Clifford Willis.
Uh-huh. What's his phone number?
832-881-1491.
Got it. And then is this husband?
Roommate.
Okay. Roommate. Okay. Clifford Willis. Okay. Clifford Willis, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you know his email? If not, I can just put yours.
You can just put mine.
Okay.
Don't know his right off.
No, that's okay. Let me see here. And then you said you guys live together, so let me put your address on there too.
And I think I got it. I got his email address. I'm sorry. I pulled it up.
Okay. What's his email?
It's clwillis1@gmail.com.
Okay. And then just to make sure I have his first name spelled correctly, that is, or his last name spelled correctly, that is Willis, correct?
Yes.
Okay. clwillis1@gmail.com?
clwillis, yes, 1@gmail.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it. Let me just review these documents with you before I send them to you for you to quickly sign, okay?
Yes.
Let's see. We're almost done, though. Just about two more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me see here. Okay. All right. So I have your full name here as Vanessa Bowie, correct?
Yes.
You see, I remembered your last name, too. Okay, so that's spelled V-A-N-E-S-S-A, correct?
Yes.
And then last name is B-O-W-I-E?
Yes.
All right, let me see here. Address is 10747 Sterling Apple Drive?
Yes.
Indianapolis, Indiana, 46235?
Yes.
And then phone number is 630-235-5017?
Yes.
And then email is vngarn@gmail.com?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Now, if you want to, go ahead and put me on speaker. I just sent you these documents both via email and text. Go ahead and open up whichever one is easier for you. You'll see my name on there. It'll say Oscar Rocha sent you some documents.
Okay, I got it.
There we go. Then just open it up. It's going to send you to a website called DocuSign. I believe first you have to agree to the text messages and the electronic signatures.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then you're going to see a big yellow button that says start. And then it's just going to ask for two signatures, I think.
Okay, got to check. Okay, sign here.
Mm-hmm.
And sign there. Okay.
And then you'll know you're done when you see a big yellow finish button.
Okay, that's done.
Okay, I see it. Let me just make sure that you filled it out correctly, okay?
Yes.
Let me see. Okay, yeah, I see one signature there, and then I do see another signature there. Okay, so yeah, everything looks perfect. I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to the attorneys that we partner with. They are going to try to call you here in the next 1 to 4 days. It is very important that you pick up that call because they cannot start this case until they verify this information with you personally, okay?
Okay. So,
and then, I will also text you my personal work number. If you have any questions or concerns, you can reach out to me on there. Or if it's been over 7 days and they have not called you, you can reach out to me and I can see what's going on, okay?
Yes, sure. Thank you.
Uh-huh. And then I will also attach their information so you can call them too if you have any questions, okay?
Sure. Thank you.
Got it. Okay, Vanessa, I appreciate your time then. Have a good day.
And you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.